to A Quiet Life. I'm your host, Ruth Amos, and there's been a bit of a break, but I'm back. We had a few technical difficulties. So first I'd like to say, you know, because I meet every fortnight with Scotty Haas on Ultra 106.5, and Ultra 106.5 is a community-supported radio station, and they do an absolutely amazing job, but they are dependent on the community for monies, and they haven't got enough, to be honest. So first thing I want to say is, if you're a praying person, please pray that God will supply the needs of Ultra 106.5 so that we can keep going, because that lack of monies has led to a few technical difficulties, which has led to me being a little bit behind in terms of putting my podcast out, because I really wanted the recording and we had trouble getting it. So that's the first thing about the podcast. Thank you for the wait. I hope that you are not too put out by not hearing my dulcet tones, and I hope you enjoy this episode and the next one, which will come out hopefully pretty quick on the heels of this one, because I've done the recording at Ultra already. So in this one, which I can't remember, was, you know, early March when I talked to Scotty, I talked to him and I came on the radio just after a guy called Professor Matt King. And Matt is an old colleague of mine at the university, and he was talking about climate change and something that was coming up for him. But of course, it's Tasmania. I know Matt, Scott knows Matt, everybody knows each other because we're such a small little place here. So we have a little bit of a chat about that you'll hear in my interview with Scott. So I just thought I'd explain that. But yeah, here I am talking to Scotty Haas about time alone in silence. And I'll come back and chat a bit more about that afterwards.
So we're talking about silence and solitude today.
Yeah, I got a really big quote for you. You want to hear this?
Yeah, sure.
All the unhappiness of men, I'm assuming that's people,
yep,
arises from one single fact, that they cannot stay quietly in their own room. That's from Blaise Pascal in the 17th century.
I was going to say, because men would give that away. Normally when they say just men, it's like an older quote.
Yeah.
Wow. I wish I was living in the 17th century.
Yeah, but it looks like they had the same problems then as they do.
It's true.
Now.
It's true. They probably did. So what, I mean, like, explain that. What do you think that means?
So I think that, you know, there's some people who are just really scared to be alone with their own thoughts, can't actually sit with themselves and be comfortable. And I think it's something that we really need to learn how to do. And I'm just finding it amazing. I'm taking 10 minutes for myself every day, Scott, and just sitting quietly and doing absolutely nothing.
10 minutes doesn't seem very much, though.
No, it's not. But it's enough. I find it takes me about 5 minutes to calm down. About minute five, I suddenly go, oh, the birds are singing. Wow. Oh, I can hear, and just chill out. And it's like a circuit breaker in my day. It's fantastic.
That's amazing. See, I'd never even thought. I mean, actually, in fact, I used to do something like that. When the station, we used to be in North Hobart, and I would, during my lunch hour, I'd go up to the top of Mount Nelson and the signal lookout there. And I'd just sit there on one of the park benches and just not do anything, just sit.
Yeah, and it's hard for us because, especially as Christians, you can start feeling like you need to be Christianly productive. So you need to, you know, pray. Let's use our words and pray. Or let's, you know, call somebody because they're lonely. Or let's, you know, read the Bible, do whatever. But we can get really addicted to this doing. But we're human beings, to use that cliche. We're human beings, not human doings. And sometimes we need to just be.
That is so true. And I remember as a little, and I've always been one of these people that is really comfortable with myself, as in I could literally go days and not see anyone and be like in heaven. Like, that's a really bad thing to say, I guess.
Well, I'm going to do exactly that next week, so.
But like my 50th birthday is this year, and I said, you know what would be the best present for me? Is just to be able to go away for a couple of days by myself. They're like, well, you don't want to spend time with us? I'm like, yeah, but, you know, just that time, you know. Yeah. And even from a little kid, my mum used to say, you just go to your bedroom for hours and just sit there and play by yourself, you know.
And I know that probably means that you and I are more introverts and we get our energy from being alone. But I think for the extroverts, it's not a bad idea as well. Like, sometimes you just need to know that you, as you, are valuable without anything you're doing or without relating to other people. And yes, it may be a harder discipline for somebody that's not like you and me.
Yeah.
But I think it's still something that's worth thinking about.
I think it is important. And especially this day and age. I mean, like, we've been having conversations with our children about technology. And the trouble with technology these days is, as soon as there's a spare minute, they don't just go and have a quiet minute. They reach for their phone, or they reach for some device. And I think that's so damaging. You know, like we said to our kids, we said, okay, Sundays, no phones. Like, you know, if we see on the phone, it gets taken off you for the whole
day.
Like, you know,
I like that.
No
yeah.
phones on Sundays. And it's been a real struggle for them because it's almost like now a reaction. Any moment of solitude, any moment of silence, pick up the phone and have a look at your phone.
Yeah, and be entertained, and your brain is moving at a fast pace because our brains work like that. You know, you get a hit of dopamine, you get a hit, you know, from just that change of pace and that people wanting to talk to you or you wanting to say something to them. It can be very, very addictive. We need to break it. I mean, so many, I was thinking of Professor Matt talking about all these scientific discoveries, a lot of them came out of sheer boredom because people didn't have something to do and they could actually let their brain think for longer periods of time. If we chop everything up into little pieces, it's bad for us. So
I wonder what the impact is, like long term.
Yeah, it's very interesting.
Yeah. Well, have fun in your week of solitude next week.
Yes, I'm really looking forward
How
to that.
How good is that?
A retreat week. Hooray. I've wanted to do it for years and years, so I'm very excited.
Nice. Well, I was kind of only half joking about my 50th and having a retreat, but maybe I might now Ruth did it. Ruth did it. I can do it. You know, like, so.
Yeah, just blame me, Scott. Just
all right. So silence and solitude. There you go. Have a think about that this week. Hey, Ruth, thanks so much for coming in.
Thanks for having me.
So I read this tweet the other day, which I don't know exactly what it said, but it said something like, I had 90 minutes to myself, no questions, no demands, just 90 minutes for me. Okay, it was a root canal, but still, it's like the effort that we have to go to get some silence and solitude. Although I think that having a root canal and having people's fingers in your mouth, I think I'd prefer to be bugged by toddlers. But yeah, people are struggling to find time for silence and solitude in their lives, especially like here in Tasmania. We're so blessed, and I know I am blessed because I can have the house to myself a lot of the time. But, you know, in so many places in the world, people are still working from home, still homeschooling their kids and all the rest of it. It's been a bit of a year where it's difficult to get that space for silence and solitude. And if you did get some time by yourself, what do you think you'd fill it with? You know, social media, TV? No judgment from me, obviously. I'm obviously on Twitter because I started with a tweet and I'm, you know, yeah, pretty addicted to Candy Crush and like spending time with that. But I have been finding that just having that time of silence every day to start my day and sometimes in the middle of the day to be like a circuit breaker in the middle of the day, especially when I'm starting to feel really panicky about things, has been very, very helpful and helps me to get my priorities straight. And as I was saying to Scott, it helps you to really understand that it's, you know, you are you and it's not about what you do, but it's actually about who you are. And to spend that time with God, you know, in silence has been really good. So I thought I would just spend a bit of time after that chat with Scott to tell you about how I do it. So the first thing I do when I'm having some silent time is to write down everything that I'm worried about, because I do not want to spend 10 minutes sitting there going over and over my worries in my brain. I want to spend 10 minutes in silence and in peace. So I write down the things that I'm worried about and I put them in a box, which is God's inbox, and let him deal with them. And so they're out of my head and my head is clear. The next thing that's a really helpful tip is to find a special place. So I sit at the opposite end of the couch from where I usually sit to watch TV. And I can look out the window and I can see a river down the bottom of the hill, which I know I'm blessed. I should stop talking about these things. My life is so good. Some people like to have light a special candle or have a decorated little place, have maybe a chair in the corner of a room with a candle on a table next to it or something like that, so that you have that place that says to you, this is my place for special silent time. And it helps your brain to sort of click into that time and out of other things. If you sit at your desk where you're doing all your business work or your email or whatever you do, then your brain is like, no, well, this is the email place. And so I need to think about email. So even if you can just move your chair into a different part of the room or sit in a different part. But if you're a decorative type person, you know, put a little picture up, put a little candle, do whatever, make it your special place. And so that you know, this is where we do the silence. And then the next thing I would suggest is that you set a timer so that you're not always looking at the clock, especially when you get started. So a good time to start with is about 10 minutes. It's long enough. As I said to Scott, it takes me about 5 minutes to actually calm down into it. So it takes time to get into this place of silence and you know, it's almost meditation. It may be for you meditation or prayer, but silent prayer. And so, you know, setting a timer means that you're not sort of going, oh, how long's it been now? How long's it been now? How long's it been now? I found that when I was setting a timer for 10 minutes, it was actually like it would go off and I wouldn't be ready for it. So now I don't set a timer, but I do actually have a picture in my mind of how long 10 minutes is. But I often go just a little bit longer than 10 minutes and need that extra time. So that's good. And I start by taking 3 deep breaths, you know, in for 4 and out for 6, something like that. Really tell yourself, this is where we're at. And then, you know, you might say a short prayer, something like, hi God, I'm here, or you're here, or something like that, something really small. Just, and when you get distracted, when you find yourself starting to think about your worries or think of plan your day or whatever, you can use that little prayer to bring yourself back into the moment and back into this time of silence. Because you will get distracted. I get distracted and start thinking of things and whatever. But the idea is not to judge yourself for that. Not to, why am I always like this? No. Just say, oh, look at that. That happened. Okay. Hi, God. I'm here. And just come back. And I often try to think, okay, what can I hear? What can I listen to? So bird songs or traffic noises or the sound of the house creaking as it warms up or cools down. Those sort of things just keep me in the moment and keep me there with God. I'm not actively praying in words. I'm not trying to do 10 minutes of think about all the people I can pray for or whatever. I did do that for a while, but this is not about that. This is really about just being in God's presence, because I don't want to make this all about me. I want this to be a time where I know who God is and he can speak to me. He might drop thoughts into my head. So some of those distractions might be God actually giving you an idea. And it just to be with God, just to be in his presence, because as I was saying to Scott, you know, we can think we should be doing all the time. We should be, you know, always looking out for others or always working or always doing things. But I don't think so. I think God needs us to just draw aside and spend time with him. And I know Jesus did that, you know, went up to a lonely place to pray, went aside by himself. And I think it's just such a healthy thing to do. So your timer goes off and your 10 minutes are up. Sometimes I finish with the Lord's Prayer. Sometimes I just finish with a prayer of gratitude. Sometimes I just finish. And I might, if I've had some great insight, I might journal it, but most of the time I don't. In fact, most of the time I journal before. So I get all my busy thoughts out on paper and I can really just sit in this silence. So that's it. That's it. That's my time of silence. I try for 10 minutes every day. Sometimes, as I said, if my day gets really busy or hectic, I might do 10 minutes again in the middle of the day to realign myself and to get my priorities straight. You can do that while walking. You don't have to do it while sitting. So you can go for a nice walk by yourself and spend quiet time with God, or cycling or something like that. And it's just a really precious time. It brings peace and order into my life. And as you'll hear in the next podcast, peace is something that is really, really important to me. Now, how do I know all this stuff? Because this is a fairly new practice to me as well. Well, it was recommended to me to read a book called Invitation to Solitude and Silence by Ruth Haley Barton. You can find it everywhere, bookstores, and it's brilliant. It's absolutely brilliant. And it has several chapters about what you do and sort of leads you into the practice of having silence. Ruth Haley Barton talks about having longer days of silence, going away for silent retreats. And that's basically what I did when I went to Bruni for my holiday. So I knew that I needed a holiday and I knew that I needed time by myself, because that's how I refresh and renew. I am actually quite introverted, and just getting some time away by myself was absolutely brilliant. So a friend of ours lent us his beach house, which was such a blessing. I cannot tell you how great it was. And I went away and spent 3 nights there by myself. So I did ring Moz. I wasn't completely absent from things. I took my phone and I did spend some time watching TV and some time playing on my phone and some time reading and some time writing. That's fine. But I also spent quite large swathes of time in silence and just sitting and listening to God and just being, because I think I needed to remind myself that it's okay. I don't have to be doing all the time. And it was so beautiful. It was so restful and gorgeous. And in the next podcast, I'll tell you the sort of the problem that I brought to God to talk to him about in that quiet time alone. And I know that not everybody is like Scott and I. As I said, not everybody wants to have 3 whole days away by themselves. And that's fine. But I needed it and I just loved it to be able to sit there was a really nice swinging chair that I sat in and looked out over the water, go for little strolls along the beach. I actually went for a jog every morning, which is quite unlike me, but it was a real excellent thing. And I'm so refreshed by it and so blessed by it. So Ruth Haley Barton in her book also talks about going away for longer retreats and how to attack it and what sort of things you can think through and talk through with God while you're having this silent time. And that was really helpful too. Having my own personal silent retreat with just a little bit of structure around it was really, really good. So that's what I did. It was a joy to be on holidays. And then it's been a joy to sort of keep having those 15-minute quiet times in the morning to bring the holidays back here to home with me. I hope that you can give this a go. I hope that it does bring some peace into your life. I hope that you can find a room where you can close the door and just take 10 minutes and be. And, I just wish you and pray for you all the best and lots of peace in your life as you try this new thing. And I will chat to you again very shortly.